Now, a very good morning to you. Welcome on into today's programme. The comment lines are all open. Should you want to get through to us on 091 770 77 53995 as well on today's programme. Now, though, a very interesting piece in the Irish Times recently where it said implantable device that treats tendon damage has been developed by NUI Galway. I'm joined on the line by Dr. Manus Biggs, indeed, who's part of this and leading this study as well. And he joins me on line one today. And Doctor, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Manus Biggs, today. How are you?
Good morning, Keith. It's lovely to be invited onto the show. Thanks for having me.
This is. I mean, we know what tendon damage is, but how did you develop this new healing process, stimulation process?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, tendon injury is a major clinical challenge in that current surgical approaches using things like bone anchors or simple suturing techniques. They're not always overly successful. They don't always restore, say, full joint function, for example. Critically, healing can take a really long time with these type of approaches. You know, athletes know that tendon damage can be extremely problematic, particularly in the long term. So what we wanted to do was to create a cheap, effective therapy for tendon injury, and in particular in sports injuries or repetitive strain type injuries. And the way that we address this was through fabricating a specialized, what we call a biomaterial, which we formed into sort of like a mesh work that mimics the structure of tendon, the natural structure of tendon. The project inception was derived from sort of observations that collagen, which is a major component of tendon, a major component of lots of tissues, it gives tendon its strength, for example, its high tensile strength. Collagen as a material itself is actually piezoelectric. And what I mean by piezoelectric is a material that if it's mechanically stretched or if it's squashed or it's compressed in some way, will produce an electric charge. So okay. It's a material that will produce an electric charge in response to mechanical compression or stretching. So a good example of a common piezoelectric material a lot of people would be familiar with, a lot of your listeners, is that of a receiver on a mobile phone, for example. So what I'm talking to you on right now, the receiver is composed of piezoelectric materials. When I talk into the receiver, the material vibrates at high frequency, and this vibration produces an electrical charge, and that electrical charge is converted into a signal, and the signal is then sent to a
receiver,
a transmitter of some description. So here this device is mechanically vibrated, but what we wanted to do, of course, was create a material that would generate electrical signals not in response to high-frequency mechanical stimulation coming from a user speaking, but from a patient walking. So slow, high-amplitude, high-magnitude stretching motions that come from people's tendons as they use them, as they walk and as they run.
And how do you... Do you wrap them around where the tendon is, or do you have to go to the source of the tendon?
Yeah, it's a good question. So it's an implantable material. It's a device. It's very similar to almost like a gauze, if you're familiar with like a medical gauze, like a fabric. It almost looks like a fabric. In fact, we borrowed techniques derived from textile industries to fabricate it.
Yeah.
We use a material called, well, it's a bit of a mouthful. It's called polyvinyldene difluoride. Trioxyethylene, which is we call PDF, which is essentially a material. It's quite like Teflon, so it's very inert. It's very strong, but unlike Teflon, it's piezoelectric. It creates electrical cues, electrical stimulation, electrical charges if you stretch it or squash it. And these medical approaches using electrical stimulation have been around for many decades. They're not new, and they go right back to sort of 1900s electrical helmets and sort of these weird devices that had no medical use, but they were recognized as being, novel at the time. These are sort of medical approaches or medical acceptance of electrical stimulation as a therapy has come to prominence recently with the success of things like implantable electrical stimulators for things like Parkinson's disease or chronic pain. These are created... and clinically implanted very commonly now across the world. Some of the big major So the big major medical device companies in Galway actually create these devices.
So, in fact,
the majority of pharmaceutical companies now, players like Johnson & Johnson, are investing significant resources into the development of what are called electroceuticals, so electrical-based therapies, medical therapies for the treatment of disease. Typically, these devices contain batteries and electrical stimulating electrodes which are implanted into the body, and these don't have a particularly long functional lifetime, and changing of batteries, et cetera, can be problematic. So what we wanted to do is to create a device which is very unreactive, very much like Teflon, as I said, a plastic material which is formed into very fine fibers to create a very fine meshwork, like gauze, as I said. And these fibers are aligned and about a hundredth of the thickness of a human hair, so very fine fibers. And this meshwork is microscopically very similar to the structure of a tendon, which is comprised of aligned fibrils of collagen. So this, as you said, this device can be implanted, wrapped around the tendon following damage. The tendon can be sutured back together, have this sort of jacket off, an investing or wrapping around type of gauze scaffold, which will then be subjected to mechanical stretching during walking, and this mechanical stretching will induce electrical cues.
And then what does that do then from a recovery point of view?
Yes, what we show is that when a damaged tendon is subjected to exercise, coupled with electrical charges, which is generated by the scaffold, our piezoelectric material, then tendon healing is accelerated. So, of course, it's known that sort of a gentle exercise regime is beneficial in helping with tendon and joint healing following damage, and often a physiotherapist, for example, can help an athlete, for example, recover following injury through a initially gentle physiotherapy regime.
And
what isn't known, however, is how electrical charges, which are being generated by the natural proteins in tendon, so the natural collagen that's present in tendon, how this is important, or is this important in contributing to the process of regeneration.
Okay.
So we went on in our study to look at how this happens. What is the biological mechanism behind how electrical and mechanical stimulation causes a more rapid tendon healing response? So we looked at the combination of exercise coupled with this device, which will provide these sort of low amplitude electrical cues to a regenerating tendon, and is this important?
And how long is that implant? Sorry, Dr. Manus Biggs. How long is that implant left around that tendon then?
The implant is with current formulations of the device, the implant is permanently sort of a permanent fixture. But like I said, it's made out of a material that's highly inert, so the goal of the project is to use a material, as well as being piezoelectric, one that doesn't exert a overly or heightened inflammatory process, so it doesn't turn on the processes of inflammation. So that was important, that it doesn't cause adhesions to surrounding tissues, and it doesn't induce inflammation by being recognized as foreign by the body. So we use a material that remains in situ. It's not removed per se, but it sits happily without being recognized as the body as foreign.
It's fascinating, to be honest. I'm sitting here looking at it and just thinking about what you've achieved. And because, I mean, there's been millions and millions of people right across the globe, indeed, that have tendon damage. And you, from time to time, you hear, indeed, some of our own, indeed, key players, tendon damage will be out for at least 12 months. So it is a serious problem that just this type of research could change.
Well, exactly. I mean, this is what drove the research in that, as I said, it's an unmet clinical challenge. It's clinically, it's a difficult feat to try and induce 100% functionality in a diseased tendon or in a repaired tendon, and this is really what drove on the research. We wanted the device to be cheap, so it's essentially there's no real expensive electrical components or mechanical components in the device. It's very sort of a simple formulation and a simple, from an engineering point of view, a simple design. Something that can be sort of made to measure. So because it's almost fabric-like, it can be it can be cut by a surgeon during an operation, and very easy to implant, so very soft and pliable, and as we said, essentially mimics the natural structure of collagen in tendon tissue.
When do you see it going to market?
It's a good question. So we're currently looking to complete another sort of large preclinical study. We'll look at the long-term effects of these devices following implantation. And with the right sort of funding model and all going well with the preclinical studies, we could be looking at sort of 5 to 10 years.
Wow, there's still a journey, Dr. Manus-Biggs.
There still is, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
A long journey, I suppose.
It is early days. So the study that was published recently was sort of an early preclinical study looking at sort of in vitro responses to the scaffold. So we look at cellular responses in a test tube in the lab and then look at a small cohort preclinical study. But it's very encouraging, and what we find is that we're seeing encouraging results that indicate that we should look at this in a lot more detail, particularly in a clinical study.
All right, listen, keep up the good work, and we look forward to seeing it coming to fruition. Dr. Manus-Biggs there joining us on the line. Thank you for joining us from NUI Galway, and well done to all involved in Science Foundation Ireland, NUI Galway, Dr. Manus-Biggs and his colleagues indeed, and everyone else involved. Isn't research just wonderful?
Galway Talks with Keith Finnegan, in association with Winter Motor Mall Galway on the Monavay Road. All of the brands you want and all of the expert advice you need, all under one roof. Now open 6 days a week at Monavay Road. Visit windsor.ie for more.